Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What do you think happened during our happy hour live with Jordan Davis yesterday that elicited this response from Jessica and Tammy?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Look at that beauty.
Oh, my God. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON. It was no other than Jordan Davis's beautiful little baby girl, right?
She was so cute in her little Tiger King outfit, and we had a great time doing our John and Tammy happy hour with Jordan Davis, and we wanted to know what is a positive he's taken out of this whole coronavirus situation.
You know, I guess one of the positives of us getting off to such an amazing start has been that we've been busy. You know, we've played a bunch of shows, we've had some amazing touring opportunities with Old Dominion and Jake. But with that being said, we've been away from home for a long time. So the silver lining to all this, and I hate to try to find a positive, because there is a lot of people that are sick and hurting, and it's obviously taken two of the biggest stars, or, you know, two of the biggest names, Joe Diffie and John Prine, in music. But, you know, the silver lining and finding the positive is getting to spend time with Eloise and Kristen. We're just trying to really make the most, because we know that when it starts back up, we're going to be running wide open. So we're just kind of trying to enjoy it as much as we can.
What have you found to be the most challenging part of this whole experience that no one's ever experienced?
Yeah, man. You know, I think other than just like everyone's worlds being just like totally flipped upside down for me, it's like I took for granted like going to the grocery store, like going to, like, me and my wife have been trying to knock out a bunch of stuff that around the house that we haven't had the chance to do. We're going into Home Depot and we look like we're walking into a surgery, you know, like gloves on and surgical mask and everybody's kind of, and it's just one of those things that, like, I don't know, I just never expected it to you just never expect that.
Yeah.
You know, so that's definitely one of the craziest things. And then also, like, the, you know, it's tough for me to, like, think about my kind of road family, my guys. And, you know, I mean, we make a living by playing shows, and I'm very blessed to be a songwriter and have singles out. But, like, you know, my guys get paid by the amount of shows we play. And, you know, it's just kind of tough to think that, you know, those guys are at home and, you know, with families and kiddos. And, you know, we're just kind of trying to find cool and creative ways to make sure that they're taken care of as well. So that's been definitely in the forefront as far as a tough thing for me.
Your brother is a singer-songwriter. You work with him. How do you guys deal with a disagreement, like on something that you're not getting along on, because you are brothers, but you're also working together? So how do you work on that?
I mean, you know, Jake's has always done a great job of, like, take it from me. You know, we wrote that when we both had record deals. He was actually looking for a single. I was looking for a single. I hadn't written Singles You Up yet. So I remember calling him and saying, like, hey, man, take it from me, he's in the running for my first single. And, you know, he was kind of like, well, dude, I'm about to go to radio with a single too. And, like, it's kind of in the running with me too. And that was the first time where we were ever kind of like, well, we're both writers on this, and I think it's my song and you think it's your song. You know, it's one of those things where we kind of just listen to the song, and we're totally different artists and songwriters. That one kind of fit my vein a little more. And he was able to just say, like, you know what, dude, you're right. That's your music. That's what you do. Much like with Detours, the last song I put out, Jacob's a co-writer on that with me. And it's just kind of one of those things where the song kind of raises its hand, is like, hey, I'm supposed to be sang by Jordan. And there have been some written together where it's like, hey, I'm Jacob's song. I know that's kind of a weird thing, but like,
I get it.
It kind of makes it, kind of evens itself out.
I certainly hope Jacob was treated to one hell of a steak dinner, at least after that.
The great thing is producer Jessica moderates, which means we get to ask your questions.
Well, because it's Jordan Davis, of course, we're going to have beard questions. But one yes. that Amy brought up that I thought was really interesting and that I didn't even think about, how does wearing a mask work with the beard? Do you have a mask at home? How does that work?
So you know what I wear? I have asthma. So I have a legit $60 mask that I wear whenever I cut the grass and do yard work. It like Velcros in the back, Velcros over the top. So it's a real deal like mask. And I don't know. I feel like I've got enough protection down here. But it's the front.
We've talked a lot on our show lately about being guilty of and being the recipient of guilt and judgment shopping. People looking at your cart, what's up with that? Do you really need all those boxes of pasta? What's going on with you, toilet paper? Yeah. I wonder if people are looking at your mask and thinking, oh, what medical specialist mm-hmm. did you steal that from?
Know, right? Well, you know what I was saying earlier is I was talking to my dad, and I didn't even think about this. He was like, because banks are still open. So I was like, can you imagine how scary it would be to be a bank teller right now?
Right?
Like walking in with gloves and bandanas over their face. And my dad brought that up to me. I was like, oh man, Pops, that's a pretty good observation, dude.
I was in the bank 2 days ago, and I felt ridiculous. I walked in with sunglasses, a baseball cap, and a full-on mask. And 10 times out of 10, they're like, "Are you out of your mind? Get the floor right now!" In this case, they were like, "Thank you, thank you." Jessica, how about some more questions?
Karen wants to know: was Singles You Up a real life experience?
So Singles You Up was written with Justin Ebach and Stephen Dale Jones. Justin had just gotten engaged to a girl that we were joking with him because everybody in that room, me, Stephen Dale, and Justin, we all outkicked our coverages. Our wives are way more awesome than we are. And somebody told him that he was smart not to single her up. And so when he said that, I was kind of like, man, that's a cool idea for a song. And we kind of started kicking some stuff around. And I remember saying, Have you ever seen a girl that had a boyfriend that you thought you could be such a better boyfriend than the one she had? I was like, we should write a song about that. And that's how Singles You Up came. No, behind the VH1, behind the song.
Right? That's my favorite thing about these happy hours. We get to hear these stories.
Great, man. I could do this all night. Hey, guys, I have nothing to do. So,
so I want to know this. Every guy I've talked to, for the most part, in one of these meetings is sporting a pretty good beard at this point. We were talking about you and this happy hour on the air yesterday, Jordan. Wouldn't it be a great kick in the pants to everybody out there if you came out of here with no beard?
Flip the table?
You'd be completely anonymous, bro.
Well, I know. Nobody would know. I posted a photo not long ago of me and my wife before I started growing the beard. And my producer sent me a message. He was like, hey, dude, I don't know who this guy is, but he's awfully close to your wife. I know.
Again, such a wonderful time. And we'll continue that again today. Who knows what stories Scotty McCreary will share with us. But rest assured, he will. And also answer your questions today. 4 o'clock, Facebook Live, Scotty McCreary with John and Tammy in the morning during our quarantine happy hour on 103.7 KSON.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.